Praise the Lord this morning. Would you? I have two portions of God's Word before me this morning as I was preparing, and it's one is in the Second Epistle Corinthians, the 10th chapter. We're not going to start there, but if you'll just kind of mark that spot and turn to Proverbs, the 4th chapter. Proverbs 4th chapter, 23rd verse, and then we're going to go to 2 Corinthians 10th chapter. As I was preparing in the Word and just meditating on what God, where God wanted us to go this morning, this verse came before me in Proverbs, and it really spurred my thinking. And if I put a title to this message, it would be Guard Your Heart. In this 4th chapter of Proverbs, we find these words: keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. That word keep in the Hebrew is to guard in a good sense, to protect, to maintain, to guard. Keep thy heart with all diligence. Properly above all things that have to be guarded, keep or guard your heart. And what profound words, the more I began to think about this, he says, for out of it are the issues of life. The for is a conjunction that takes us to the reason of why we need to guard our hearts. That the moral conduct of life, its actions and proceedings are determined by the condition of the heart. If the heart is pure, the life will be pure. If the heart is corrupt, the life will be corrupt. And we have to guard our hearts. He compares the heart to a fountain. Out of it flow the issues of life. Physically, the heart is the central organ of the body. Morally, it is the seat of affection and center of the moral consciousness. The currents of the moral life take their rise in and flow forth from it. Just as the heart, we consider it, the blood flows through the extremities of the body, so the thoughts of the heart just carry out into the body. Lord, help us to guard our hearts. We're not responsible for all the thoughts that come flashing through our mind, because some are placed there by the enemy of our soul, and we have no control over that. But we are responsible for the ones that we decide to examine and consider, the ones that we give attention to. We're responsible for those thoughts. We're responsible for how we handle them and the thoughts that they may suggest and the direction they may take us. In Proverbs, we find another scripture in the 23rd chapter of Proverbs. You have turned to it. It says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Right thoughts make openness to God. They give graciousness to our conversation. They enable us to be considerate and helpful. They help us in a spiritual sense to preserve and maintain the unity in the body of Christ. Guard your heart. I want to go to the Second Corinthians, if you'll turn with me briefly. 10th chapter. In this chapter, beginning with the 3rd verse, talks about spiritual weapons and spiritual warfare. And that's where the battleground is in the mind. The heart. I want to kind of condense those, make them the same. The heart, the mind, they work together. guard your heart. Guard your mind. Third verse, 10th chapter, 2 Corinthians. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And I want to stop the reading right there. Bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. The weapons are not carnal. It's not human ingenuity, talent, wealth, organizational ability, eloquence, propaganda, charisma, personality. Those are not the weapons that defeat Satan. Those are not the weapons that preserve us. The spiritual weapons we talk about and we've read and spoke many times, a commitment to truth, a life of righteousness, fervent proclamation of the gospel. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation. He says, I came to you not with enticing words of men's wisdom, but with a simple message, Jesus Christ and him crucified. Your faith would not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Spiritual weapons of faith and hope and love. The hope of salvation, the word of God. Persevering and intense prayer. Persevering and intense prayer. And I don't want to minimize this last one. The power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our weapons are not carnal, but mighty through God. To the pulling down of strongholds. Oh, Lord, I think sometimes in all of us, there are sometimes strongholds that we have to tear down. Lack of faith, fear, doubt, other situations, other carnal things that kind of we let linger. We let stay there in our humanity. The carnal means of humanistic wisdom and philosophy and psychology. Exciting attractions, church performances focused on entertainment. Those aren't the spiritual weapons. We're not here to entertain you. We're here to present the gospel message. We're here to tell you about Jesus Christ and him crucified. He's the liberator. He's the savior. He's the one that can set you free. He's the one that can give you peace and joy. He's the one that can carry you through this life. Amen. No other name whereby we must be saved. Christ alone, praise God. Yeah. And that's the message. That's the message, praise God, that he would have us. Oh, Lord, help us. The thoughts, the things that are brought into captivity. It's not the physical powers. He says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but it's the spiritual things. It does not aim at the mere regulation of outward and bodily acts. It strikes at an adversary far more powerful than any of those. Our thoughts. Our thoughts. You know, when someone is... I don't want to mean this derogatorily. Someone is hard-headed. You know, someone's, you can't get through. You try to explain, well, this and that, and you just can't get through. Sometimes that's how we are. And the Lord's trying to get through to us. The Lord's trying to make us understand. The Lord's trying to reach to us. Our thoughts. To guard your heart. The desires and purposes of the souls of men. Disobedient thoughts. Selfish thoughts. Worldly thoughts. Murmuring thoughts. Do we have those? Sure we do. Let's be real honest. Sure we do. We have those thoughts. Lord, help us. Guard your heart. Guard your heart. Let us look at some of the examples in the Word of God. And we're going to look internally. We're going to look at ourselves too, but the Word of God. In Revelation, we read about the church of Ephesus. How, and they were doing a lot of things right. Doing a lot of things right. But how did it come to the point where they left their first love? How did they get there? They were going through the motions. They were doing the things that to preserve the church, but they left their first love. That's what the Word of God says. How did they get to that position? And guard their heart. The church of Sardis. This is sad to me. They said, thou hast the name that you're alive, but you're dead. He's talking to Holy Ghost churches, Bible-believing Holy Ghost churches. How did they get to a point where you've got a name that you're alive, but you're dead? No manifestation of the power of God. No work of the Holy Spirit. You got a name, you're alive. You got a great legacy, a great resume, but you're dead. How did they get to that point? And look at the church of Laodicea. How did they get to such a state? They said, I am enriched and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knew not that they were wretched and blind and poor and miserable and naked. How did they get to that point? Didn't guard their heart. When the Israelites were going through the wilderness, and they saw many miracles. They saw the Red Sea parted. They saw the Jordan River parted. Many other things. They saw the Egyptian army drowned, destroyed. The manna, the quail, water from the rock. They saw all those things, but they got to Kadesh Barnea and they sent out the spies, and we know the story. They came back and 10 of the spies said, oh, yes, the land flows with milk and honey. It's beautiful. But the cities are walled, great walls, and the people are like giants. And we are like grasshoppers. How did they get to that point? Didn't guard their heart. They let unbelief come in. God says the promised land is yours. God, who did all these miracles, said the promised land is yours. I'm telling you, I'm God. I'm telling you, it's yours. Oh, but no, we can't. Unbelief set in. Unbelief in the promises. Unbelief in the Word. Oh Lord, would you help us? Because help us to guard our hearts. We don't want to walk away from God. We don't. You know, every little thing that the enemy tries to attack us with, it doesn't come in one big fell swoop. It's chipping away at the foundation. The song says it's a slow fade. When black and white is turned to gray, it's a slow fade. Oh, I think that's okay. I think that's all right. I don't think God has a problem with this. Guard your heart. What does the Word say? What is the Holy Spirit saying to you? How can a person, barring physical abilities and sickness and family situations, but how can a person be satisfied with coming to the service once a week? How do they get to that point? No desire to attend prayer meeting or the Bible studies. How do you get to that point? I'm sorry if I'm being very pointed, but I got to ask, how do you get to that point? Guard your heart. That's where the battle is going on. The enemy is showing you, like in the Satan in the wilderness with Jesus, look at what you could have. Look at this. All this can be yours. All you got to do is serve me. And he doesn't say it blatantly like that. He just says, enjoy. Oh, Lord, would you help us? Isaiah in the 42nd chapter says, thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind has stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. You know, the old timers, and I think we still have one of these plaques down in the basement somewhere. Everybody had that plaque on their wall. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind has stayed on thee. Very profound and true words. Guard your heart. Lord, help us. Help us as we navigate through this life, that you help us to guard our hearts. How do people get to a point where they fall away? People baptized with the Holy Ghost, now going nowhere to church. How do you get to that point? How does that happen? Is God not able? Does he not have the power? Can he not save us to the uttermost? Yes, he can. The answer is yes, but the answer is we have to cooperate. We have to guard our hearts. We have to desire it. God is not going to force us. Now, you're going to church whether you like it or not. God's not going to force you to do that. God's not going to force you to surrender. That has to be done willingly. Lord, what is? Is there anything in my heart that needs to be removed? Romans, Paul writes, he says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And he talks about crucifying the deeds and the works of the flesh. Oh, God, help us. Help us. In Corinthians, he writes, for who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. He wrote to Philippians, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. In Colossians, he writes, set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. In Hebrews, the writer says, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be of them to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. Lord, thank you for your word. Help us to take heed of your word and to guard our hearts. It's so easy to let our guard down. It's so easy to let things creep into our lives that take us away from our focus on the Lord. I'm not saying we have to be negligent of our responsibilities and duties. Not at all. We have to attend to those things. We have responsibilities of family and job and the situations around us. But there has to be something that draws us, something that keeps us focused. Guard your heart. For out of it flow the issues of life. And there's the other side. In Psalm, the psalmist says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. That to me is a whole message. Because a lot of times in this Christian journey, we get discouraged. We get downhearted. Reverses happen. Disappointments happen. Our own family disappoints us. Things around us, our friends may disappoint us. We get to a point where we lose our praise, lose our joy, and the word says, guard your heart. Don't let the enemy rob you of that. Well, Brother Ron, look, this and that. Look at this and look at that. I understand that's all true. I'm not minimizing what you're going through. I'm not minimizing what the enemy's trying to do. But we have a God who is greater. A God who will help. Hope thou in God. Almost like talk to yourself. The psalmist was talking to himself. Soul, why are you disquieted? Why are you discouraged? Why are you downhearted? Hope thou in God. Has he not been faithful? Has he not helped us? Has he not been there at our side? Yes, he has. Has he not delivered us? Has he not healed us? Yes, he has. Is he not with us? Yes, he is. Praise God. Oh, Lord, help us. When Paul writes to Philippians and he says, think on these things. It's really your guard in your heart. Think on these things. Look, things that are lovely, pure, holy, righteous, and of good report. Think on these things. What has God done? Sometimes we remember the sadness and the things we go through that were very difficult. And God says, wait a minute. Don't let those overshadow what I have done. I brought you out of darkness. I opened your mind. I preserved you. You were going in a different direction and I rescued you. I brought you out. Somehow he made a way. Somehow he helped us and strengthened us. Somehow he found us when we were weak and lost and just floundering in the spirit. And God says, oh, hold on. I'll hold you up. Oh, praise the Lord. How do we control our thoughts and guard our hearts? It starts with a full surrender of our will to Christ. Full surrender. It's not what I want, Lord. It's what you want. Do we ask the Lord? I say for myself. I'm speaking for myself. Do we ask the Lord, Lord, is this okay? Is this what you want? Are you okay with this? Whatever endeavor you're going into, whether it's a job situation, a career move, and I got to look back and say, you know, there's times I should have asked the Lord and waited on him a little more. Amen? Oh, praise God. The consciousness of Christ's living presence with us. I call it a God consciousness. That you know, you feel it, you know he's there with you all the time. It's not like a God afar off. He's not way out there, but he's a God that's close at hand. He demonstrates his closeness, especially in the time of trial and difficult situations. Brother Mark testified recently, I believe, about his situation when he was in the hospital and was very discouraged. And a nurse came in and spoke a word of encouragement to him. And he knew it was from the Lord. What a coincidence, right? No, what a God who is faithful. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. A God consciousness. Putting away from us all associations and suggestions of evil. Anything that takes us away from the Lord. Anything that draws us away from God. Be careful. Guard your heart. What does Jeremiah say? This scripture is hard to read because it's so true. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? We all like to think we have good hearts. We're good people. I've heard people say, you know, they're good people. What does that mean? I have no idea what that means. They're good people. The word says, the heart is deceitful above all and desperately wicked. The heart will justify what it wants to justify, the carnal man. It'll make excuses. You're doing okay. That's all right. God understands. Don't worry about it. God knows your heart. He knows what you're trying to do. And we take steps away from God and don't realize. The enemy is just trying to reel us in. Putting on the whole armor of God. Putting on the whole armor of God, because as we read, we're in a spiritual battle. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Lord, take away the strongholds of fear and doubt and evil association and gossip and all those things that, Lord, are detrimental to our spiritual walk. Put on the whole armor. Oh, Lord, help us this morning. Be so full of Christ that there's no room for evil. Be so full of Christ. Lord, be my meditation day and night. Oh, praise God. I want to close with what the psalmist says. He says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." What a beautiful prayer and expression. Do you have courage to pray that prayer? You're bearing yourself to the Lord, saying, "Lord," as if God doesn't see it anyway. He sees it all. But you're openly saying, "Lord, you see it. Maybe I don't." Sometimes we're blinded to the things that God is displeased with. And we have to say, "Lord, see if there be any wicked way in me. Lead me in the way everlasting. Show me, Lord, your ways. Show me your will." Oh, praise God. Lord, help us. I'm going to close right here. Help us, Lord, to guard our hearts. Out of it flow all the issues of life. No small statement. How do we say true? We guard our hearts. We stay in God's presence. Lord, would you help us this day? You see the frailties in our humanity, the weaknesses, the inherent weaknesses we have. Young people, there's going to be a lot of traps out there the enemy is going to lay for you. A lot of bad directions he might try to take you. But guard your heart. Say, "Lord, is this, lead me. Lord, is this the way? Is this the path I should take? Are these the things I should do? Is this the person I should get involved with? Would you show me, Lord? Would you help me? I'm going to accept your will. I don't want to miss heaven. I don't want my life to end in a disaster. I don't want to end up walking away from you and not even realizing it." Oh God, help us. Help us this morning to guard our hearts. May the Lord encourage you. May he deal with us individually and cause us to examine ourselves. May his name be praised. Amen. Do we have a song?